Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep on a topic that's seriously blown my mind. Black inventors.
Oh yeah, it's a fascinating one for sure.
We've got a ton of articles and videos, and let me tell you, I had no idea how many everyday things were created by these incredible minds.
It's really amazing how their impact is everywhere, but their stories aren't always told.
Exactly. Like, ever played with a super soaker?
Right.
Enjoy peanut butter. Well, get ready for some serious aha moments.
Can't wait.
Because we're about to uncover a whole world of inventions you might be surprised to learn came from black inventors.
I think this is going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people.
All right, let's kick things off with a story that stopped me in my tracks. Garrett Morgan and the traffic signal.
Oh, that's a good one.
We all know the red, yellow, green.
It's that.
Really.
Yeah.
But did you know that a black inventor right here in the U.S. was behind it?
It's a story that deserves way more attention than it usually gets.
So Garrett Morgan was the first black car owner in Cleveland back in the early 1900s.
Imagine that at that time.
Right. And he witnesses this horrible accident.
I can only imagine how chaotic traffic was back then.
Exactly. It was a mess. Back then, you know, police officers were directing traffic.
Hand signals and all that?
Yeah, just hand signals, which honestly probably made things more confusing.
You would think so, yeah.
So Morgan was like, there's got to be a better way. And bam, the traffic signal was born. Three lights, stop, go, and caution.
Mm-hmm.
Basically our yellow light today. It's insane how many accidents this invention has prevented, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's mind-blowing. It's such a fundamental part of our lives now.
And, you know, it's not just about the invention itself. It's that he saw a problem and created a solution to improve life for everyone.
Totally. And it speaks to a recurring theme we see with a lot of black inventors.
Yeah.
Taking on challenges head-on and using their ingenuity to benefit society as a whole.
Okay, ready for another one? Let's talk about Sarah Good, the first black woman to receive a patent in the U.S.
Oh, I love her story. Talk about a pioneer.
And her invention, the folding bed.
Yes, the precursor to the Murphy bed. So smart.
Serious.
Good owned a furniture store, you know.
In Chicago, right?
Yeah, in Chicago. And she saw how people in small apartments were struggling with space. So what'd she do? She designs a bed that folds up into a cabinet. Talk about space-saving genius.
Right. And it's still relevant today. Think about all those tiny apartments.
Exactly. And she wasn't just an inventor. She was an entrepreneur. Building her business, making an impact on the economy. Pretty inspiring, huh?
Super inspiring. A real testament to her vision and determination. All right, so we've talked about safety and space saving. Now let's move on to something we use every single day without even thinking about it. The mailbox.
Oh, yeah. Another one of those inventions that just blend into the background.
And the man behind this simple yet brilliant invention, Philip B. Downing.
Gotta give him credit, right? Before that, I can't imagine how unreliable mail must have been.
It's wild. People used to just leave their letters out in the open.
Exposed to the elements and everything.
Rain, snow, theft, you name it. So in 1891, Downing patents this metal box on legs with a secure door. Boom. Problem solved.
Such a simple solution, but such a huge impact on communication.
Right. And think about how far we've come since then. Downing's invention basically set the stage for the entire postal system we rely on today, connecting people and ideas across huge distances. Pretty cool legacy, right?
Absolutely. And it reminds us how even seemingly small innovations can have a massive ripple effect on our lives.
So from protecting our mail to saving lives, our next inventor, Dr. Charles Drew, his work is just wow. I mean, talk about groundbreaking.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Drew's story is an important one, especially during World War II. The need for blood transfusions was critical.
Yeah, but storing and transporting blood was a huge challenge. That's where Dr. Drew comes in. This brilliant physician dedicates himself to finding a solution.
And he did. His method for separating plasma from whole blood.
A game changer.
It allowed for longer storage and easier transportation.
Exactly. It meant the plasma could reach battlefields and hospitals, saving countless lives during the war.
His vision also extended beyond the war. He was a huge advocate for a national blood bank system, you know, accessible to everyone.
Unfortunately, at the time, blood donation was still segregated.
It's heartbreaking, really, that someone who dedicated his life to saving lives faced discrimination like that, but he fought tirelessly against it.
He believed that everyone's blood was equally valuable.
A powerful message that resonates even today.
And despite those barriers he faced, his legacy lives on.
The modern blood banking system we have today, it's a testament to his vision and his dedication.
Okay, we've covered some heavy stuff. Ready for something a little lighter?
For sure, let's hear it.
This one always makes me smile. Mary Beatrice Davidson Kenner, the inventor of the tissue holder.
The tissue holder.
Yep, you heard that right. The thing that keeps us from losing the end of the toilet paper roll.
Oh, wow, I never thought about who invented that. It's so simple, but so useful.
Right. And she patented it back in the 1970s. Just goes to show that even small innovations can make a big difference in our daily lives.
Absolutely. Sometimes the simplest solutions are the most brilliant.
And speaking of brilliant, we got to talk about George Washington Carver.
Oh, a legend.
Now, you know how people say he invented peanut butter?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly. He was an agricultural scientist and inventor.
But his work with peanuts was truly remarkable.
Absolutely. Over 300 uses for peanuts. Cooking oil, ink, cosmetics. I mean, the list goes on and on.
He saw potential in something that so many others overlooked.
Talk about visionary. And his work, especially in the post-slavery South, was so impactful.
He taught black farmers about crop rotation, helping them revitalize soil that had been depleted from years of cotton farming. A true champion for sustainability and economic empowerment.
Yeah, his legacy goes far beyond the lab.
Definitely a pioneer in his field.
Okay. Last but not least, before we wrap up this part, we got to give a shout out to Thomas Elkins.
Yes. His contributions to the evolution of the toilet are often overlooked.
He didn't invent the toilet itself, but his improvements, huge.
He really focused on hygiene and comfort. His 1872 patent introduced features that we now take for granted, like a washstand, a mirror.
Even a built-in book rack.
Now that's thinking ahead.
I know, right? So from life-saving blood transfusions to space-saving beds to the evolution of the toilet, black inventors have truly left their mark on every aspect of our lives.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, right? We have so many more inspiring stories to uncover, but we'll save those for the next part of our deep dive.
I'm already looking forward to it. Me too.
See you next time.
All right, we're back, ready to dive even deeper into the amazing world of black inventors.
I'm ready when you are.
Awesome. Last time we saw how these brilliant minds tackled everyday problems, from traffic safety to, well, you know, improving the toilet.
Definitely some game-changing innovations there.
No doubt. Now, I want to shift gears a bit and explore how black inventors have shaped technology. Oh, yeah, their impact on technology is huge.
I mean, from the way we communicate to even how we have fun.
Exactly. And what's amazing is how their inventions often address these fundamental human needs, like clear communication or access to essential services.
So true. Okay, so to kick things off, let's talk about Dr. Patricia Bath, an incredible ophthalmologist who revolutionized cataract surgery.
Oh, Dr. Bath's story is fantastic. She invented the laser phaco probe, which uses a laser to remove cataracts.
It's so much more precise and safer than the old methods.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine having surgery with a mechanical grinder near your eye?
Not a pleasant thought. Dr. Bath's invention was a total game changer, restoring sight to so many people.
I think it's also worth noting that Dr. Bath was super passionate about making eye care accessible to everyone, especially those in underserved communities.
Right. That's a really important aspect of her work. Okay, so we've got this amazing invention that's improving people's lives. Now let's jump to a story that combines science and, well, pure fun. Lonnie Johnson and the Super Soaker.
Oh, the Super Soaker. Every kid's dream.
I know, right? And what's crazy is that it was kind of an accident.
Totally an accidental discovery.
So Lonnie Johnson, he's a NASA engineer.
Yeah, a brilliant guy.
And he's working on this refrigeration system. And one day, boom, he accidentally creates this powerful jet of water.
Yeah, he was experimenting with a pressurized water system in his bathroom.
Hold on. So the Super Soaker basically came from a bathroom experiment.
Pretty much. But instead of just dismissing it, he saw the potential for something fun. And the rest, as they say, is history.
It just goes to show you that sometimes the best ideas come from the most unexpected places. Okay, so from water fights to, well, the very foundations of our digital world. Let's talk about Shirley Ann Jackson.
Ah, yes, Shirley Ann Jackson. Her work in telecommunications is absolutely groundbreaking. Her research led to some of the technologies we use every single day.
Okay, like what? I gotta hear this.
Well, how about caller ID?
Wait, seriously, she's behind caller ID.
Yep, and call waiting too. Oh yeah. And perhaps most significantly, her work paved the way for fiber optic cable.
Okay, hold on. Fiber optic cables, that sounds super complex. How do those even work?
Well, they use these thin strands of glass to transmit data as pulses of light.
It's a pretty complicated process, but basically, it allows for incredibly fast communication over long distances.
So that's how we get super fast internet.
Exactly. And it's thanks to innovations like hers that we have this instant global connectivity that we pretty much take for granted today.
Wow. She really shaped how we communicate with each other. That's a pretty impressive legacy.
Absolutely. And just think, she was the first Black woman to earn a doctorate from MIT. Talk about breaking barriers.
That's incredible. Her story, I mean, it really underscores how crucial representation is in science and technology. We need more people like her.
Couldn't agree more. But, you know, it brings up an important point. We have all this incredible talent out there, but the tech industry still struggles with diversity.
Right. There's still a long way to go. We were reading a report about the current state of diversity in tech, and the numbers aren't great.
No, they're not. Despite some progress, there's still significant underrepresentation of Black individuals, especially in leadership roles.
And after learning about all these amazing Black inventors, it's kind of disheartening to think that there are still systemic barriers.
It is, but the report also highlights a really important point. Companies with more diverse leadership teams, they're more likely to be innovative and financially successful. Diversity brings different perspectives, experiences, and that leads to better problem solving.
Totally. It's not just about social justice, it's about unlocking potential. Limiting opportunities for any group, it ultimately holds everyone back.
Exactly. And you know, there's another concerning issue raised in the report, and that is the potential for bias in technology.
Oh, yeah. If the people designing and building these technologies don't reflect the diversity of the users, we end up with biased systems.
Precisely. We've already seen examples of this with facial recognition software that doesn't accurately identify people of color.
Right, and it goes beyond that. These algorithms are everywhere. Healthcare, finance, even criminal justice.
Mm.
It can have real consequences.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that technology isn't neutral. It reflects the values and priorities of its creators.
So how do we address this? How do we make sure technology is a force for good?
Well, the report emphasizes the importance of things like digital literacy, access to affordable internet, and developing technologies that meet the specific needs of diverse communities.
That makes a lot of sense. If we want everyone to benefit from technology, we need to make sure it's accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. And there are some great examples out there of how technology can be used to promote inclusion. One example highlighted in the source material is the Aadhaar platform in India. It's a system that provides a unique identification number for every citizen.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's been incredibly successful in bringing millions of people into the formal financial system, giving them access to essential services that they were previously excluded from.
That's amazing. It shows how technology, when designed with intention, can really empower communities.
Absolutely. It's about leveraging technology to create a more inclusive and equitable world.
Well said. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground today, from incredible inventions that have changed the world to some of the challenges we face in making sure technology benefits everyone.
It's been a fascinating discussion, and there's still so much more to explore.
I know, right? But we'll have to save that for the final part of our deep dive.
Can't wait to continue the conversation.
Me too. See y'all next time. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the world of Black inventors.
I can't believe how quickly it's flown by. We've uncovered so many incredible stories, inventions that touch every part of our lives.
Right. It's amazing how seamlessly these innovations have become integrated into our everyday routines.
We talked about everything from traffic signals to super soakers, even improvements to the toilet. It's mind-blowing to think about the impact these inventors have had on our lives.
Absolutely. And you know what's been really striking to me throughout this journey?
What's that?
It's how interconnected all these stories are. Each generation of inventors builds on the work of those who came before them, creating this sort of ripple effect of progress.
It's like a chain reaction of ingenuity, right? Each breakthrough paving the way for the next.
Exactly. And we actually have a source from the University of Kentucky that highlights this beautifully. It focuses on a bunch of Black inventors and scientists whose work we see every day without even realizing it. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, remember Garrett Morgan, the inventor of the three-light traffic signal?
Oh, yeah. That's a story everyone should know.
Well, this source delves into another life-saving invention of his, a safety hood that protected people from inhaling smoke and gases.
Wow. I didn't know about that one. What a remarkable guy.
Right. It was patented in 1914 and was actually a precursor to the gas masks that were used in World War I. It ended up saving countless lives, both on the battlefield and in everyday life.
It's incredible how one person can have such a lasting impact on the world. His inventions weren't just clever gadgets, they addressed these fundamental human needs.
Exactly. And, you know, his story is also a powerful testament to overcoming adversity. Morgan was born in Kentucky at a time when opportunities for Black Americans were so limited.
It's a reminder that innovation can emerge from anywhere, under any circumstances. All it takes is a brilliant mind and the determination to make a difference.
Okay, so from life-saving hoods to the digital age, I want to talk about Mark Dean, a computer scientist who played a huge GE role in the development of the personal computer.
Oh, Mark Dean, he's a legend in the world of technology.
He led the team at IBM that developed the first gigahertz chip, you know, the thing that revolutionized processing speeds.
Right. And he was also instrumental in creating the color PC monitor.
Exactly. His work transformed how we interact with computers, making them faster, more visually appealing, and ultimately more accessible to everyone.
And to think, he accomplished all of this while facing the challenges of being one of the few Black engineers in a field dominated by white men.
It's a testament to his brilliance and perseverance. He became the first African-American to be named an IBM Fellow in 1996.
That's a huge honor. His story is incredibly inspiring.
Absolutely. And it brings up a really important point about representation. Imagine all the potential we miss out on when talented individuals are excluded from opportunities because of their race or background.
Couldn't agree more. We need diverse voices and perspectives in every field, especially in technology, to drive innovation and create solutions that benefit everyone.
Okay, before we wrap up, I want to highlight one more incredible innovator, Valerie Thomas.
Oh, yes, Valerie Thomas. Her work with 3D imaging was groundbreaking.
Right. Her invention, the illusion transmitter, made it possible to create 3D images without those clunky glasses.
It was patented in 1980, and it had a huge impact on space exploration, medical imaging, even the entertainment industry.
It's hard to imagine the world of 3D movies and video games without her invention.
And like so many of the inventors we've talked about, Thomas was passionate about mentoring young people, particularly African-American girls, encouraging them to pursue careers in STEM.
I love that. It's about passing the torch, inspiring the next generation of innovators.
And it brings us back to that theme of interconnectedness. The legacy of these inventors extends far beyond their inventions themselves. It's about the impact they have on future generations, inspiring them to dream big and make their own mark on the world.
That's beautifully said, and it really resonates with me. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling a sense of awe and gratitude for all these incredible minds that have shaped our world.
Me too. Their stories are a powerful reminder that innovation knows no bounds. It can come from anyone, anywhere, and it has the power to transform lives.
Absolutely. And I hope our listeners walk away from this with a renewed sense of curiosity and a deeper appreciation for the contributions of Black inventors throughout history.
I hope they're inspired to learn more, to seek out the stories behind the inventions they encounter every day.
Because often, those stories are filled with resilience, determination, and a passion for making the world a better place. And that's something we can all learn from.
Well said.
So, thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of discovery. We hope you continue to explore the world of inventions and the diverse minds behind them. Until next time, keep diving deep.